from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He says some stuff about this Niner thing.
Emmanuel Acho is a co-host on Speak with Shady McCoy and Joy Taylor Monday through Friday at 1:30 on FS1. And of course, he's got a New York Times best-selling book called Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man. Let's go to Emmanuel Acho. We got him on the line right now. Emmanuel, thank you so much for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, fellas, when y'all give a call, you know your boy got to pick up.
So, yes, sir.
Now, I will preface. I will preface. I'm at my house in the hills. My service is spotty. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I live in Hollywood. If the call drops, I apologize, okay. But it is an honor.
We got you.
Okay, and let me do a little business. All guests on the 95.7 The Game, they appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Emmanuel, I want to obviously jump into the Brandon Ayuk situation and what is your read on it right now? Is this kind of business as usual, or do you think these two parties have a little bit of an issue?
Good question. Your listeners are in for a treat, because I actually know Brandon Ayuk's agent very well.
Okay.
And so I had an extensive conversation with him yesterday. I think there is a little bit of a hiccup. There's a bit of a hiccup contractually, because I think Ayuk has been put in a situation that maybe not other Niners first round picks have been put in.
Mm.
Niners other first round picks aren't expected to play on the tag. Bosa, he got extended. Buckner, DeForest, he got traded. So like no Niners first round pick recently has been told, hey, you gonna play on the tag. But Ayuk, who's done everything right the last 3 years, obviously he had a rough start. Now they want him to play on the tag. Dude blocks downfield tremendously well. Goes for 1,300 yards without a ton of targets. The most targets I believe Ayuk has had in a season is like 114. CeeDee Lamb had 181 targets last year. Imagine what kind of numbers Ayuk would have if you gave dude 181 targets. So I think the Niners are in a bit of a conundrum. I said this on my show Speak. I'll say it again. The Niners grossly underestimated the explosion of the wide receiver market. So when they offered $26 million, that was a cool offer back when Cooper Kupp was the leader making $26.7 million. But now that Devontae Smith, the Eagles number two, is making $28.3 million, and Jalen Waddle, the Dolphins number two, is making $28 million, and Amon Ra, he has one all-pro like Ayuk has one all-pro, is making $30 million. What the hell is a $26 million offer? Furthermore, how dare you insult me by saying you're not even willing to negotiate?
Mm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Y'all know how it is, fellas. If you're in a relationship with somebody and they're like, I'm not even going to talk about it. Nope, we're not even, like, you're not even willing to talk with me? Like, we're arguing over dinner and you're not even going to talk to me? I think that's also a part of the problem.
Man, Acho, you're on fire. Let me throw this at you, because I threw it at my partner and the listeners. So I'm on record as saying if you put Ayuk, who I feel like can get off the line of scrimmage with the best of them, was overthrown in the Super Bowl, this past one, that's just me now, if you put him in Dallas, he would then put up CeeDee Lamb numbers. I am shocked that the Niners, and Kyle especially, are trying to get that Super Bowl that's eluded them, and you're going to run it back by drafting a rookie Pearsall out of nowhere. To me, shots were fired that either Deebo or Ayuk could be, out of here. My question to you is, and you played in the league, is he handling his business the right way, or do you even care? I'm talking about Ayuk when you're sitting down and you're tweeting at a Commander logo, you're talking to the Pivot podcast. Do you, Emmanuel Acho, think he's going about it the right way?
The way that gets you paid is the right way. I'll let that sink in. Kyler Murray, he removed all Arizona Cardinals Association from his Instagram. It got him paid. Lamar Jackson, he held up signs that said, yo, give me the bag. He held out he demanded a trade. It got him paid. Joe Burrow, he didn't do nothing. He didn't say nothing. It got him paid. Chris Jones, he missed the game. It got him paid. Fellas, there is no one right way to climb this mountain of getting paid in the National Football League. But my brother, he was the executive vice president of the NFL Players Association. He was in negotiation with all the NFL owners about a new collective bargaining agreement, all 32 billionaires. He called me during one of the breaks of this collective bargaining negotiation. And he said, bro, you know what I just realized? I said, what's that? He said, billionaires don't become billionaires by being nice people. Yeah. I say that to say, they not just going to give IU's money. You feel me? Like, they not just going to give it to him because he asked nicely and because he said, please. So I think the best way to handle it is a way that gets you paid. If you are Ayuk, and I love Ayuk with the Niners, but if you're Ayuk, you should want out because, bro, you got to eat, and you're like the third option on the team. You're sitting around watching CeeDee Lamb get 180 targets, watching Amon-Ra get all the targets in the world, and you don't even complain. Stephon Diggs threw everybody and their mama under the bus when he don't get his targets. No, most notably, Buffalo Bills, Cincinnati Bengals, where he throws his hands up in front of Josh Allen. Then Stephon Diggs' family starts tweeting. Meanwhile, Ayuk, what'd he do? What'd he do? He just plays his part. So I love Ayuk. I love the Niners. I want them to work it out. But I also think, yo, Niners, if you can't pay him, don't let my dog go get paid somewhere else or just pay him.
Emmanuel Acho joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's a co-host on Speak with Shady McCoy and Joy Taylor Monday through Friday at 1:30 on FS1. And he's also got a New York Times best-selling book called Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man. Emmanuel Acho, I'm sorry. Let me ask you this. So you mentioned the franchise tag. That's down the line a little bit. So are you telling me that what you know is that the 49ers right now are saying, look, we want you to play this upcoming year on the $14 million. And by the way, we can franchise you the next year if we want. Is that what they want him to play under the 14? Yeah, go ahead.
They want him to play on the 14, obviously, but it's because they're not negotiating any further. They have their words, not ours.
Right?
So if the Niners are saying, hey, if they haven't negotiated again since May 26, what they are expecting is for Ayuk to play on his fifth-year option. Apologies if I misspoke and mentioned the franchise tag. They want Ayuk to play on his fifth-year option of $14 million.
Right.
But how the hell you going to ask an all-pro to play on that $14 million option? To me, in a perfect world, sign Ayuk to like a one-year, $30 million deal. You know what I mean? Like, meet in the middle, kind of like what the Raiders did with Josh Jacobs, what the Giants did with Saquon Barkley, kind of like, hey, I will give you this one-year joint, make you happy, and then see if you can win a Super Bowl, go all in, and then go out of there. But here's the last thing I'm going to leave your listeners with. If you're Ayuk, you might want to play for Shanahan. Andre Johnson, Hall of Fame wide receiver with the Houston Texans. Y'all want to know when he had his best years? When he was with Shanahan. Julio Jones, future Hall of Fame wide receiver. You want to know when he had his second best year? All-pro year. When he was with Shanahan. Pierre Garçon, the bad, bad man. Want to know when he had one of his three best years? When he was with Shanahan. So I say all this to say, so long as Shanahan is the head coach, you know you will get good quarterback play. So long as you get good quarterback play, you know you will put up numbers. So if you're Ayuk, just also simultaneously be careful what you wish for.
So, Acho, if you had Ayuk on the phone right now, it sounds like, you tell me if I'm wrong, you'd be like, son, you need to report to camp next Wednesday.
No, sir. I would say go to camp, but I would say don't do nothing that might get you hurt and don't do nothing that might get you fined. So I would say go to camp, but I don't know. I would hold in, not hold out.
Interesting.
I go to camp. I go to meetings. I would go on the practice field, but I wouldn't practice. You feel me? So I'm not going to get fined. I'm going to go to camp, and I'm just going to be there. And y'all just going to look at me, and I'm going to look at y'all. And we're just going to be staring at each other in the eye. So that's what I would tell Ayuk to do.
Wow. What if I'm going to just make a little comparison here. The Golden State Warriors a year ago re-signed Draymond Green to a four-year contract. They signed him because they thought they were still a title contender. This past year, they didn't make the playoffs, and circumstances changed. And Klay Thompson was just kind of the odd man out. He was the big three guy that they just didn't want to pay, couldn't pay, whatever. How much of this is that? Where, man, the Niners, they just can't pay everybody.
Really good question. Here's what I would suggest. Y'all know this, y'all Bay Area. Hey, what Klay Thompson shoot in that must win game?
0-10. Yeah.
0-10, coach. Klay Thompson, some could argue, was the reason that the Warriors fell short when it mattered most. Why in the world did the Niners get to the Super Bowl? 3rd and 5, slant, Deebo Samuel on the sideline versus the Green Bay Packers. You got to have it. Everybody's covered. Everybody's locked up. Slant, IU, dies for it, catches it. Mind you, I didn't even mention the 3rd and 9, running across the field versus the Green Bay Packers. Got to have it, mounting a comeback. Brock Purdy throws it at the shoelace. He reaches down and grabs it. Detroit Lions, down by 17. Got him out one of the most historical comebacks in an NFC game ever. Tips off the safety's head. Brandon Ayuk catches it. Two plays later, touchdown. Ayuk got the Niners to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Klay Thompson, you could suggest, kept the Warriors from getting where they wanted to go.
Acho, I got to run this by you real quick. I'm no clinical doctor, but I feel this. You tell me what you think. So Ayuk, unlike Deebo, Kittle, Warner, and Bosa in years past, they got paid and they took it to the 15th round, and it was later than today's date. But Ayuk is on a team that throws the ball. They're 32nd in passing when it comes to how often they pass. He knows he can put up greater numbers, but he's such a good soldier. It's like, pay me like you know if I were in another offense. Show me you know that part about my game. And when you don't, Acho, if I'm Ayuk, that's the part that hurts. You know, I'm not putting up buku numbers because I'm the 3rd or 4th option, but you know how good I am. Pay me. And I think that's what's eating at Ayuk.
1,000%. Again, I'll say this, and fellas, I got to run after this one, but I'm going to give y'all this one. If you're Brandon Ayuk, you realize you get your numbers because you win. The offense does not cater to you. It caters to Deebo. It does not cater to you. It caters to McCaffrey. How often do you see tunnel screens for Brandon Ayuk? You don't. You see them for Deebo Samuel. Mm. How often do you see running back screens or now calls for McCaffrey? You don't. You see them for Christian McCaffrey. The Cowboys cater their offense to CeeDee Lamb. That's why he has 1,800 yards. The Dolphins cater their offense to Tyreek Hill. Brandon Ayuk was an all-pro without being catered to. Y'all realize how difficult that is. He was an all-pro, and he just got it out the mud. So that's why I suggest if you're Ayuk, you're looking around like, wait a second, bruh. I got my all-pro, and I got to work for mine. Man, the Cowboys are giving CeeDee Lamb everything, and he got an all-pro. Imagine what I would do if I was treated like that.
Wow. Man, I wish we could keep you on longer. You're just on
thanks
fire.
For,
really appreciate
time,
it. Devil's advocate would say that, but in the postseason, his numbers overall weren't that great. Ayuk's this postseason anyway.
I would come back with that and say, but look at his targets.
Fair enough.
Look at his targets. Deebo Samuel got 10 targets in the Super Bowl. What'd he do with them? Respectfully.
Fair enough.
Brandon Ayuk got 6 targets in the Super Bowl. What'd he do with them? Y'all look up the numbers and y'all get back to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Emmanuel, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it. Jumping on in
of
a hurry.
Course. All right, y'all. Peace.
Yep. All right. Emmanuel Acho. He's a co-host on Speak with Shady McCoy and Joy Taylor, Monday through Friday at 1:30. That's on FS1. He's also got a New York Times best-selling book called Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.